Hello, Alan speaking.
Hi, Alan. Dave McLaughlin here.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Long-awaited phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we have received the grant of probate.
Excellent. That's very, very good news.
Yes. So now we can take some steps to, resolve the estate.
Yes. Good.
Now, obviously, the primary asset of the estate is the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So with the probate, you can go on title of the property.
Okay.
As in your role as executor.
Mm-hmm.
And list it for sale, complete a sale of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that needs to be done.
Okay.
Now, trying to recall here. I mean obviously the first step would be to transfer it into your name, and we just send you a property transfer tax return to sign.
Okay.
There's no property transfer tax payable. But we have to file a return when we do the transfer.
Okay.
And then, from that point you can list it for sale.
Okay.
Now, is the property in condition to be listed at this point?
I believe so. I think that since Laura has been there all this time, for the past year and a half,
okay,
she's no doubt taken good care of it, I'm assuming.
Okay.
So,
and is she prepared
to leave?
To leave?
To exit, to vacate, yes.
Okay.
I haven't talked to her for a few months, but we all knew that eventually this would come, and it's a little bit later than what we expected, but we knew that it would come, so she should be prepared.
Okay.
Yes.
So, obviously that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
The, get it transferred, you can get it listed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a realtor, anyone that you've dealt with?
Apparently there are a few people who would like just a private sale.
Okay, that's certainly possible as well.
Yes, and I'm not really sure if I should require a lawyer to do that, or does a real estate agent do that sort of thing? But I guess
if it's a private sale,
mm-hmm,
you generally are not going to use a realtor.
Yes,
because that there's no reason to pay commission if you've already got a buyer.
Yes,
you just want to be pretty confident that what you're selling, or the price that you're selling, is in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm,
of market value.
Yes, yes.
Right, because you're obviously accountable to Angela,
mm-hmm,
with respect to what you sold the property for.
Yes.
Now, on a private sale, obviously you're saving on real estate commission.
Mm-hmm.
So there's you can. There's discounts that can be given on that basis.
Yes.
If you sell it for $15,000 less than, mm-hmm, you would if you listed it, then you're more or less breaking, you're not losing anything on that.
Yes, yeah.
And you might come out a bit of ahead of the game.
Perhaps.
On the realtor's, their fee schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly
doable, but
yeah, it's certainly doable. You'd want to
make very certain that the price is appropriate for the,
yeah, and probably it wouldn't hurt to run it by Angela to make sure that seems acceptable to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we listed it at for probate at I don't have that exactly.
I think it was
$720
or $740 or something.
Yeah. If you sold it within that range, it seems probably fine. I'll get the updated assessment for this year.
Okay.
But that's what we had listed it at. I think you'd got some advice as to what it was worth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if there are possible private sales, it's worth exploring.
Mm-hmm. I just have to get in touch with these people and to see.
Yeah,
you'd
want to have them essentially make you an offer.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And see if it's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly worth exploring that,
mm-hmm,
prior to any kind of listing.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the that's the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, property is the major asset. You know, with the probate, we can now get CIBC to disclose everything they need to disclose to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd probated at 685, it looks like.
685, okay.
Yeah, it may be worth more than that now. We'll take a look.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we had listed at for probate.
Okay.
So obviously the property is the major issue. CIBC, we will contact and get them to provide us with the information that we require to see exactly what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall, or as I recall, I mean, it wasn't.
I believe there was one GIC that was somewhere around 18,000.
Right.
And beyond that,
But nothing that's nothing going to significantly change the calculations here.
No.
Oh, well, actually, it was assessed at $794,000.
$794,000, okay. Well, yeah. That's considerably.
It went up almost $200,000.
Since probate assessment. Began, or since the...
That's just from the previous assessment.
Wow, okay. I was told the property values in that area were perhaps going down, but I don't suppose they ever would.
Well, and the other thing is assessed value in this area was artificially low for a number of years.
Uh-huh.
Like it was well below what market value was.
Yes.
Like the assessment, like just an example, the assessment on my house has basically doubled in the last few years.
Wow, that's incredible.
And it's mostly just catching up to where market value is.
I see.
So, you know,
assessed value and market value are two completely different things oftentimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's much closer now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it may be that market value is less than that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Make it worth getting someone to take a look at it.
Yes. Yes.
But that's what the assessed value is as of right now.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, if you have possible buyers, now would be the time to contact them.
Sure, yes.
And have them, you know, if there's an offer to be made, make that offer.
Yes.
Because if an offer is acceptable, I mean, it doesn't take much to close the deal, right? They just, you know, it's on their timeline. I mean, we can close it basically any time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, you know, they can get vacant possession.
Yes, yes.
In a reasonable time frame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, that's the first thing that needs to be done, and that's the major issue.
List it down, just find a buyer. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you've got possible buyers, I mean, it's worth talking to them before you list it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's worth exploring that.
For sure. Okay.
And you know, and then from that point, you know, the property sells. We're able to liquidate with that CIBC.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, then the estate is essentially liquid.
Yes.
And then you're in a position to, you know, put together an accounting and make a possible interim distribution.
Yes.
Which would be, and that is essentially, we set out, you know, what the assets of the estate were as a probate, how much money was actually realized from those assets.
Mm-hmm.
Less the expenses of the estate.
Yes.
You know, the expenses being, obviously, my bill comes out of there,
mm-hmm.
probate fees.
Yes.
You know, any expenses that you have incurred.
Yes, I've been keeping a running total, yeah. Et cetera.
Yeah, so that goes in there as well. Mm-hmm. There'd be a fairly significant holdback to deal with any accounting, costs, tax costs,
mm-hmm.
Which we would recommend we get an accountant to look at and give you, an estimate as to what that's going to be.
Yes.
Because you want to make sure, I mean, for, the estate tax, like the mm-hmm. estate itself has to file a return.
Yes.
I'm not sure if the personal 2017 return was ever filed.
No, it was not. No.
Okay, so that'll have to be filed as well as the estate return.
Yes.
And the estate return is where you have personal liability.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll talk to the accountant and keep a generous holdback.
Yes.
To deal with any possible tax liability. So we make sure there's more than enough cash on hand to deal with any kind of, you know, possible tax bill. And then, you know, have the rest of it divided per the will.
Yes. Okay.
And, you know, that would go out to Angela for her review and approval, as well as a release, which releases you from any liability with respect to the estate.
Okay.
And then once we, you know, you've approved it, it's gone out to Angela, she's approved it, signed off on it, then we can make a distribution while keeping some money, you know, held back until we get the final tax picture.
Yes.
Now, as part of that estate accounting, that would also be the time that Laura's interest would come into play.
Yes, yes.
Right?
I am, yes, she, I'm sure, claims the debt.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, that would also be subject to, you know, Angela's approval.
Yes.
And, you know, assuming that that's, you know, doable, that would be dealt with at that time as well. So, you know, it's, you know, we're not there yet.
No.
But it is something to, you know, to keep in mind. I mean, obviously, I think it was a while ago I had spoken with Laura.
Yes.
Actually met with her. And she provided me with some kind of a statement and kind of some evidence as to what she had done, kind of the work she had put in. And the I mean, it's clear that she did stuff. So, I think... you know, it's probably something that I don't know if you've kind of touched base with Angela on this anytime recently.
A few months ago, yes, and she thought that yes, there was compensation that should be paid to her, but certainly not what she's expecting.
Okay.
So, there might be some serious negotiation there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's subject to you know, a final agreement. So we'll and there's been no. Particular agreement on that front. So, but that's something that'll have to be resolved as well. It doesn't have to, won't be resolved immediately, but it is something that will have to come up. So, what I'll do is I'll have we'll send you the property transfer tax return to sign. It just you can just sign it and scan it, send it back.
Yes.
You don't even need the original.
Okay.
I'll file the rest of it, and then you know. Talk to, you know, the possible buyers. Get some sense as to whether they're serious about it.
Yes. I'm not sure if I would actually have to show up over there, you know, in a week's time or so and talk to some people firsthand or just, you know, I really I haven't seen the property in a year, so.
Yeah, know, I mean, it's up to you. And when I say about, you know, if they have a serious interest in it is, I mean, if someone is, you know, saying, oh, I might buy it.
Well,
you need to make me an offer within a certain amount of time.
Yes.
Or it's going to get listed, right? There's, you know, you don't want to just have it sit there while, you know, these, you know, possible buyers futz around and
It's been lingering
if they're actually
long enough,
interested in it or not.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's certainly reasonable to give them a first crack at it, but, you know, I wouldn't be inclined to wait too long on them.
No. Yes, okay.
And then failing that, if there's no agreement to be made, you know, that would be the time to list it. And I mean, I don't know. I know some realtors. I mean, I could recommend you.
I was just going to ask if you have any, you know, recommendation for...
yeah, I mean, there's... You know, if it gets to that point, I mean, I've dealt with a number of realtors. There's one fellow that I deal with a lot that I've dealt with personally on my home. He's done a lot of work with us. That's pretty good. But before I contact him, I would just wait to see what comes of these other folks, right?
Yes, yes.
because he is, you know, if and then, you know, if they do have offers to be made, you know, I can inquire a little bit to find out if, you know, that's reasonable, you know, given current market conditions.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
I can get some eyes on it and give me an idea if that sounds reasonable or not.
As far as the paperwork and legalities and such of it all, would you be able to oversee the sale of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Pretty straight. I mean, your part of it's going to be very straightforward.
Yes.
They're going to be they'll have to prepare the offer and the contract. It'll be subject to your approval. You know, you're the seller. There's no mortgage. It's clear title.
Yes.
It's basically the documents get sent to me. I make sure they're in order. I send them to you. You get them signed and send them back.
Yep.
And if you happen to be coming out here at any point, well, then we would just sign them when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's not necessary. I mean, you can get it done
yes,
where you've gotten the other documents signed.
Okay. Yes. I have a guy downtown.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I think the first step is, now these possible buyers,
mm-hmm.
who are they?
One is a neighbor, yes. The other is a fairly close neighbor, and the third, I really have no idea, a friend of a friend.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, the first two I believe are solid, and I have absolutely no idea what the third is. But
I mean, if you don't know who they are, I mean, I wouldn't mm-hmm. worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if these other two, I mean, it would be, now would be the time to get word to them.
Yes.
You know, you're in a position to, you know, to entertain offers at this point.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, to close the sale. So if they have serious interest, now mm-hmm. would be the time to put something together.
Yes.
And okay. Because, you know, the sale can complete essentially any time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes no time at all to get you on title.
Yes.
And from that point, I mean, you can complete it any time.
I was wondering if there was a waiting period to put me as on title as
no.
because probate did seem to linger on for quite a while. Because
no way, it's now that it's granted. I mean, from the land titles office's perspective, as long as you're on, you can you go on title immediately. You can mm-hmm. transfer it immediately.
Yes.
The only thing they would have you sign is a declaration that this was not a spousal home within the meaning of the Wills, Estates, and Succession Act, which means that there's not a surviving spouse who has some interest in this property.
How would I provide documentation to that?
You would just swear an affidavit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It would just be an affidavit saying that it is not a spousal home within the meaning of the Wills, Estates, and Succession
yes.
Act, and it is not.
Do I need to get my guy downtown to do that? Or?
It would be part of the package.
Yes. Okay.
Of documents we would send to you.
Yes.
I would prepare it, or more likely the other, lawyer or notary's office would prepare it.
Yes. Okay.
It's just something to satisfy the land title office. But mm-hmm. otherwise, there's no waiting period. You can sell that property at any point.
Oh, good. Good. That is good news.
Yeah. So that's the, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, talk to the possible interested parties.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if they are interested.
Yes.
And, I mean, otherwise, I'll, if not, let me know, and I'll talk to the realtor that we deal with here and get him to take a look at it and get in touch with you and, you know, get it listed.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay.
As far as Laura is concerned, I do believe that she's making noises about, she'd prefer to have some kind of a solid number in view before she moves out. At least that was one sentiment that she had earlier on. And, of course, I have, well, I don't know if that's possible. And I don't know if I even wish to do that. The house has to actually sell and be liquid before any of that even happens. Am I correct?
I mean, that would be the best course of action.
Yeah.
Exactly how much money you're going to get out of the estate.
Yeah.
If that is the case,
I can't sell it with somebody in there.
No, I mean, we would. And the other thing of it, you know, I mean, I basically would have her. She could contact me. and I might just refer her, get her to speak to counsel, right? Because at the end of the day, I mean, the property has to be sold.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, the proceeds can be, you know, held for a bit while this other stuff settled.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't do anyone any good to have the property not sold.
Indeed.
That has to happen.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we're coming up into spring. It's a good time to get things on the market.
Good.
If it has to be there. So
okay.
There'd be, an interest for everyone's sake to get the property sold.
Mm-hmm. A couple of more questions, if I may. I know you're probably busy,
absolutely.
But other assets, for example, some machines and other equipment and such, do I have leave to start selling off and before this transfer return is done?
Yes.
Okay.
So
good.
Personal property, you'd have the, as long as...
Other than vehicle.
So, personal property for probate purposes is considered to have no value as long as I don't imagine Angela has any particular interest in any of that stuff.
No, she's actually expressed that she has no interest at all. So.
Yeah. So you can, you can sell that stuff
mm-hmm.
or give it away or do whatever is appropriate.
Yes. Good. Good. Okay. And as far as heading down there, do I need to give Laura any notice that I'm coming?
I would.
Yes.
I mean, she is there. I mean,
yes.
It's only fair to give her some notice that you're coming down.
I guess the question would be, is there a minimum notice that I need to give her? I don't suppose that's really...
I mean, I would give her as much notice as you can.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Like, if you're thinking of coming down, in a couple of weeks or something, I would let her know right away.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
good.
You can let her know that the probate's been issued and you're coming down to kind of take stock of things and...
Yes.
Move on from there.
Okay.
That's perfectly reasonable. Because she's occupying the property, but it's not pursuant to any particular type of agreement or anything.
No.
Right?
No.
She's just there.
She's just there. Nothing else.
So it's a bit of a, an awkward situation on that front. But I mean, I would give her as much notice as you can.
Yes. Being such a loose agreement, I guess that, what am I going to say? I guess that releases the both of us from, any kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult with residential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can always try to, claim that they're a tenant, whether they are or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's subject to some adjudication, but in the interim, it's...
We all know that she's just there for...
Yeah. But I would give her, plenty of notice.
Yes, yes.
So that she can, make the appropriate preparations.
Good.
And it's just a good idea to let her know the probate has been issued. This thing's going to start moving along now.
Good, okay.
Because I'm sure she'll want to know that as well.
Mm-hmm, okay. Another regarding the truck. I'm not going to even touch that right now, am I?
You don't have to.
I don't wish to.
It can just stay where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She
wants it as part of the recompense, but that's to be talked about later on.
Decided, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do come down, if while you're here, you speak to her and you come to some kind of arrangement. I mean, it can always be transferred. It's not hard to do so.
Yes, okay.
Especially post-probate.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
Good.
But in the, in the interim, I would just leave it as is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a hurry to deal with it.
Yes, yes. And there was something else, but I've forgotten what it was, so it's probably not important.
Well, if so, I mean, give me a call or shoot me an email.
Yes. Okay, good.
So I will have that property transfer tax return drawn up and sent to you shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me know if you get anywhere with these possible buyers.
Yes. Okay.
And then we'll take it from there.
Great.
Okay.
I look forward to this. Great.
All right.
Thanks.
So
thanks
we'll
for everything.
Touch.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.